Waterland.co.uk to access your discount. Shop in-store and online. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
For me, summer's all about my friends. And whether you're texting a pint emoji to your mates the moment the sun's out, or pin-dropping the very best spot on the beach, with 99% coverage across the UK, however you want to connect with your friends this summer, Vodafone has you covered. Connecting friends this summer on Vodafone, the nation's network. Vodafone UK, supporting the nation since 1984. 99% of the UK population coverage. Verification, vodafone.co.uk/network.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock. In France, two people have died after celebrations for PSG's historic Champions League win. Hundreds were arrested across the country overnight as fans clashed with riot police. Our reporter Peter Allen is based in Paris.
There were cars set alight, tear gas and baton charges by the police, roads blocked, some looting even around the Champs-Élysées. I have to say, it was not unexpected.
It's the first time PSG have ever won the Champions League. So Keir Starmer says he wants the UK military to be a formidable fighting machine as a review takes place into Britain's defence. At least six factories are going to be built to make weapons and explosives here. The government's spending £1.5 billion on them. Shops in the UK are now banned from selling disposable vapes. It's been done to try and protect both the environment and children's health. Anyone caught selling disposable ones could face a fine or even prison if they keep doing it. And the comedian Ramesh Ranganathan is taking a step back from his career. He says he just wants to spend a bit more time at home, but has insisted he's not retiring.
Weather.
Some showers about in the north, but looking drier and brighter in the south today. It's feeling a bit cooler too, with highs of 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Cantoni.
This is Radio X.
From Global, Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Well, hello, how are you? Just after 11 on a Sunday, and that means one thing, your weekend starts here, and it's your important broadcast that will start it on today, which is the start of the meteorological summer. Happy start of the meteorological summer to you.
Oh, happy start of the meteorological summer to you.
Joe, happy start of the meteorological summer to you.
Happy meteorological summer start to you. I feel like I've been waiting for the meteorological summer for ages.
Haven't we all just been waiting for the start of the meteorological summer?
Here it is.
Here it is, guys.
Comes quick wherever you. Doesn't it just?
What do we have for you to celebrate the start of the meteorological summer? I'll be asking the boys how well they know me in Do You Know What I Did This Summer?
Ooh.
And we'll play Dinner Winner a bit later on as well. Music from Ocean Colour Scene. A wet leg. Why not? Why not start things off just for once with Arctic Monkeys? The View from the Afternoon.
Radio X.
be surprised.
Sir Danny Wallace, Captain Joe Attiwell, and Private Steve Ferdinando. This is Gareth, your favourite Warbys driver. Just to let you know, it's my 40th birthday on Friday, the 6th of June, at D-Day. Thought you might like to know. Cheers, mate.
Ocean Colour Scene, the Riverboat Song, here on Radio X, where Steve the Farmer in Mid Wales has already been in touch. Happy start of the meteorological summer to you, great leader, and the cute boys. Can you please wish me luck this Sunday as I'm decorating with my partner? As is tradition, she is a cold girlfriend and a non-listener. I'm hoping a mention may start to turn her coldness. The non-listener is called Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Vicky.
Enjoy the show.
Enjoy the show that you don't like.
It's only 2 hours.
It's only 2 hours. You'll be fine. Just concentrate on the decorating.
Radio X.
I think that solved that.
I think Vicky's a lifelong fan now.
Absolutely.
That's how we switch them.
That's right. Steve Ferdinando, what a day for you. What a day. You were recently in touch with your brother. That's how you put it.
Yep.
He reached out. It just means you've texted each other.
Yeah.
And Michael, who is, I imagine, just another version of you.
Yeah, he's just like a two-year-old version. As in like two years older version of me.
My two-year-old brother.
Oh, God, I'd love it if there was a two-year-old version of you.
I mean,
Mini Steve.
How different would it be?
How
really?
Different? Michael wanted to spend more time with you.
Well, that's up for debate.
Well, is it?
So I'm in a bit of a rush today because that's why you've just watched me eat a whole Greg's baguette.
Yes,
I haven't got any.
Yeah, take that off the list. That job's done. Yeah. Eat baguette.
Because you haven't got time because you've got to rush off after the show, haven't you?
Because I'm going to watch Southend play Oldham.
Yeah.
In a playoff final at Wembley Stadium after this game.
With your brother, Michael.
After this game that we're playing.
And what a lovely thing to do. Yeah. Two brothers.
Yeah.
You know, separated by a little bit of distance. He lives in Barry Island, is it?
It's Barry Island, yeah.
And you're from Billericay.
I'm from Billericay,
it's
yeah.
very much Gavin and Stacey.
We are, yeah.
And he wants to hang out with Steve.
No. My brother's a huge Southend fan, yeah.
Right.
Like, as big as it gets. He loves Southend United. I don't know that much about them, but I'm sure
they're a football team.
I'm sure they're a very nice football team.
I'm sure they're a very nice football team. and we're all pundits here, aren't we? Yes.
He rings me in the week and he's like, Savin, they're in the playoffs. Do you want to come? And I was like, you know what? He lives in Wales. I don't get to spend that much time with Michael.
Yeah, and it's so nice of him to include you. There are other people he could have taken, but he's decided to take you.
Do you know what I mean? He could go with anyone.
And you can stand there and you can cheer together. Have you brought your football rattle?
Yeah, I've got my football rattle.
Yep.
I've got my football whistle.
Good.
But I don't know if I'm allowed to take the whistle.
No, you're definitely not allowed to take that in, matey.
And so I thought, you know, it will be a bit of a rush after the show to get up to Wembley.
And you were panicked. You were like, listen, I've really got to rush straight after the show.
I haven't even got time to eat. I've got to get my baguette in now.
Because of this bonding experience. And Joe and myself were so happy to say absolutely we will accommodate. Brothers come first.
Usually we launch into a vigorous debrief about the programme that's taken place. Yeah. But today we will skip that.
We'll skip that.
But imagine if Southend win, they get promoted to the league above.
Yes.
And imagine the moment me and my brother will share together.
You will be
in each other's arms.
Oh, yeah. Wonderful.
We used to go watch Southend as a kid. He's followed them so much. It'll be a big family moment. The team nearly went bankrupt a couple of years ago. They nearly ceased to exist. So,
they're a very nice team.
They're such a nice team. And for all those fans, this is going to be such a big moment. My brother being the biggest fan.
And you guys will be, you'll be kissing and cuddling.
And so he sent me the tickets.
Yeah.
And he is on one side of the stadium. And I am on another side of the stadium.
That's why I raised this, because I knew that. And it seems like an unusual bonding experience and one that you wouldn't have to rush away from. So you're going to be almost as far away from him as it's possible to be.
I am now. It makes sense to me, though, because if you're sitting next to each other, whilst you will have those lovely family bonding moments, to keep looking at each other, having to look away from the pitch.
Oh, brothers don't need to do that.
He can now look at him straight face on because he's on the other side. So he can take in the game, but also look at his brother who's across
miles away.
Wembley Stadium.
Did you bring your Opera glasses so that you can see him?
I just got a monocle.
A monocle.
Magnifying monocle. I find that to be a little bit more precise.
Yes. Yeah.
But, you know, he was saying to me, but it's fine, because we can hang out before the game.
Right.
And I was like, no, I've got to do my show.
Yeah.
So I'll have to go, like, basically as the whistle blows, I'll be sitting down in the seat. Like, I don't have any time before the show. I was like, but don't worry, because
whatever happens in the game, we can hang out afterwards. We can go for some drinks. We can go for dinner. You could stay at mine in London.
Oh,
we could
lovely.
Have a whole... And that would be the nice
That's
time.
That's a nice thing, isn't it? Yeah.
And he says, nah, I've got work in the morning.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Going straight to Paddington.
I'm going straight back to Wales.
So you're
going
to say hello to each other, watch a game on your own, and then go home?
Well, I know my brother, right? I will not see him before the game. That's impossible.
Right.
If Southend lose... Right, he will bolt straight away.
Yeah, right.
There will be no like, oh, let's hang about and go for a bit. He'll be like, no, nah, I'm off. I'm in a bad mood. I'm going. So, the fate of my relationship with my brother here rests on these players.
Oh, no.
They've got to win.
They've got to.
And I've done a little bit of research, and that seems pretty unlikely.
Oh, no. Oh, Steve. Well, hopefully Michael will bond with someone in the crowd, even if it's not with his very own brother. I do apologise. Well, you know, have fun later.
You'll have a lovely
It's going to be a magical
day. Anyway, we've got a couple of hours together. Let's sit in silence and listen to some music. Here's Wet Leg, Catch These Fists. Actually, can you stand on the other side of the studio?
Yeah, happily.
Medicine ball. Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Cause what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits?
Catch These Fists here on Radio X, where it is your important broadcast. And I'll tell you what, the boys were both late in today. Steve, you had a train cancellation and then an ice cream van got stuck in front of something or other, you said.
I was stressed out trying to get into the show today, and the train was just cancelled. Next one was about half an hour.
Yes.
What on earth?
What on earth?
They shouldn't be allowed to do that.
No.
They can push it back, fine, okay? If a train's in, the next one's in 10 minutes, okay, fine. But half an hour, come on. But I thought, you know what, I'm not gonna write to the Mayor of London.
No, you're gonna text us and tell us about the ice cream van.
And then I get on the bus, fine, I'll find an alternative way. And I was stuck at Brixham because of an ice cream van.
An ice cream van?
It was just in the middle of the road.
Well, not just that, but poor old Joe over here, he was late in as well because of a bus replacement service.
Starmer's Brixham. The most sickening thing to see. A hastily handwritten sign outside of a station saying, rail replacement service.
Yeah.
And the real victim here, of course, is me.
Yes. Yeah,
because yeah. I was here about 9.30, and 9.30 till 10 a.m. is companionship time.
It is. Yeah. I value it.
And I insist that Joe is my companion for 30 minutes
until
you arrive and we talk about what you've got in your breakfast bag.
Yeah, he can do whatever he wants in companionship time. Sometimes we talk about our weeks, other times he just sits on his phone, but it's his choice.
Today I was denied companionship time.
Yeah, really?
And you apologised.
I did.
And you told me that we could rearrange the companionship time.
At your convenience.
My convenience is I'd like to do it today.
Okay, fine.
But Steve is going off after the show, so I'm going to start driving home. So I'm going to, as we reach the outer limits of London...
Oh, you want me in the car with you for half an hour, then I need to get out.
I will drop you half an hour away from London.
Yeah, it's just that I live on the other side, don't I?
Yeah.
So you're going to be driving me half an hour in the wrong direction.
And that's your choice. That's your choice. When you move to Egham, it was on the wrong side of town, for my convenience.
Yeah.
So I'll be dropping you around half an hour away from
somewhere on the A12.
Somewhere, who knows where.
Right. Okay. I think that's fair, Joe.
That'll be for me to work out.
I do value my companionship time.
Yeah. It's like when you take one of your kids out to really bond with them a little bit more. Mm. That's what you're doing with Joe before the show.
Sure. You're in no position to talk about bonding. I'm trying to bond with my brother. When you and your brother are going to watch the same football game at different ends of the stadium.
Oh, but don't worry. We will certainly be WhatsApping.
Robin Melton Mowbray says, has Steve's brother put him on the other side of the stadium with the Oldham fans? Some kind of six sibling joke.
Sounds like a possibility.
Ooh, that's not against the odds.
It's not, is it?
Ooh.
You better get out of your South End costume. Back after this. Radio
X. With B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their on-trend features.
Radio X.
Here they are, the racing lovers of the UK, phone in hand, ready to play the Coral Reward Shaker. Look at them shake. We've got the regulars at the race course shaking their phone with confidence. And look, they've won a free bet. Parents on a day out just happy to be here. They've done it too. An odds booster for them. Lovely stuff. Everyone's a winner. Play Coral's free reward shaker to win guaranteed daily rewards and offers. Coral, we're here for it.
18 plus UK. Max one reward or offer per player per day. Reward restrictions, requirements and T's and C's apply. Take time to think.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay, no worries, squeaky.
Poor squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
Really? Come on, let's go.
Hear that? That's the sound of my customers leaving.
When your broadband doesn't work, neither does your business.
Will Sky Business keep me up and running, no matter what?
With 4G backup and our Stay Connected guarantee, better believe it. Let our dedicated Sky Business team handle your switch today.
That's more like it.
Subject to availability. For T's and C's, visit skybusiness.com.
Help me capture these mischievous spirits.
Ghostly Manor, the new spooky family adventure at
Poulton's Park.
At Wickes, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £23, now £15. Feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Ends Wednesday. Terms apply.
Hey, Harry.
Hello, mate.
Any tips for the racing?
Yeah. Your best bet is to enter BetVictor for their new customer welcome offer. If you bet a minimum of £10, they give you £20 in free bets on the horse racing. But here's another tip. If you're at the races, head to the paddock. You get lots of info they don't put in the race cards.
Like what?
Like the fact I'm seeing one of them drop a lot of weight. Right now.
No. Listen to Harry and make your best bet on the racing at BetVictor. 18 plus, opt in, bet on horse racing at odds of evens or greater, no cash out, 7-day expiry, terms and conditions apply, gamblerware.org.
Danny Wallace.
Radio X.
Yeah.
walls inside your house. I can be the cat, baby, you can be the mouse. We can love off things that we know nothing about. We can go forever until you wanna sit it out.
Gigi Perez, Sailor Song, here on Radio X. It is your important broadcast. And did I mention that it's the start of the meteorological summer? Mm,
you did, yeah.
However, I don't recognise systems like that. They don't apply to me.
Are you an astronomical summer man?
No, I go with the vibe. When I feel summery, I'm summery.
Oh, right.
I started to feel summery last week. So for me, I'm a week into the summer.
Oh, yeah. Fine.
And so I've been doing summery things. And I thought I'd give you a summary of those summaries.
Oh, I hoped you'd go there.
I didn't know I was going there, but I did. I ended up there. And I thought I'd ask you two, sort of how well you know me, mm-hmm. see if I operate differently in summer. Can you adjust seasonally?
Interesting.
So let's have some appropriate music. So I've called this, Do You Know What I Did This Summer?
Is it nice? Okay. Yeah. So which starts today, which is confusing.
Well,
but
for me, it was last
you've
week.
You've explained it.
For me,
fine.
It was last week. So last week, I bought 4 new pairs of pants.
Oh.
But which ones? Did I buy Next Signature A-fronts with motion flex stretch fabric with a silky lycra feel? Or did I buy Calvin Klein full rise with the waistband sitting at the regular level above hip, leg line sits low on the thigh, contoured pouch for support, functional fly, soft flexible logo, and not too much compression?
Do you need our answer now?
Yeah, so is it this Next Signature A-fronts with motion flex?
Or the CKs?
Or the CKs.
Next, 100%.
Joe?
Well, just to keep it fun, I shall say the CKs.
Ah, you're just paying for the name. No, yeah. It's Next. Yeah. Well done.
He's never going to buy something like that.
This week, it was the motion flex that did it for me.
Yeah, it's the silk that really sold it for me. There's a little flirtation with
silk
it.
Pant.
I'm also wary of the contoured pouch.
Oh, yeah.
This week, I received a call from an unknown number my phone told me was suspected spam. Did I politely decline the call, or did I pick up and spend just over 4 minutes pretending to be a confused elderly professor to waste their time?
100% the latter.
That's absolutely what you did, yeah.
Yeah, you're both right. Yeah. That's what I did, yeah. This week, I discovered my youngest son has invented a comic book character.
Ooh.
But what's its name? Is it Big Frank, or is it John Biceps?
He's quite creative. I'm going to go John Biceps.
You're going John Biceps?
I also think John Biceps.
John Biceps is correct.
Come on.
Good name.
We know Danny so well.
I installed a new doorbell, but what finish did I choose?
This would be telling.
Satin nickel or luxury Venetian bronze? Same price, two very different looks.
Satin nickel or Venetian blonde. You do like...
Not Venetian blonde.
Bronze.
Excuse me. Very
you
different.
Do like Venice.
Mm-hmm. I was there recently, wasn't
you were
I?
There recently, Picked but I'm going to go satin.
You're going satin?
I have seen Wallace Towers in the flesh, and I think... I'm going to commit here, and if I'm wrong, it's going to be embarrassing. I don't think that the bronze would suit the finish of Wallace Towers.
You're absolutely right. It's a little bit showy, isn't it?
I thought so.
This week, I sat in a regional harbourside cafe that I suddenly realised was some kind of community centre.
Oh.
But did I eat a BLT on brown bread with a side pickle, or a cheese and ham panino with a side of plain crisps?
Oh.
Was it the BLT or was it the panino? Singular, of course. From Pinnacle.
I'm going to go right. BLT.
BLT.
I think the pickle would have pulled you in.
You're really the lure of the pickle.
A side pickle, though.
Side pickle.
It's quite a sad-looking thing.
No, it was hefty.
Well, then that might sway me. I was about to say panino.
Oh.
But maybe it was the sandwich and pickle.
You're absolutely right. Well done. Excellent work.
You know what? I've never seen you eat crisps. I know you.
You've never seen me eat crisps?
No, you're not a big crisp guy.
I'm not a big crisp guy. You've always seen me eat pickles, though.
Yeah,
always munching down on a pickle. Here's the verb. The drugs don't work on your Radio X. No, the problem with the contoured pouch is the pouch itself... absolutely fine, but you have to worry about compression.
Oh, nothing wrong with a pouch.
If it's contoured, I don't know, there's something about that word that I don't look for in a pant.
Although
I do look for it in a pickle. A lovely contour and a pickle.
Different strokes need to be contoured.
All this talk of getting old, it's getting me down, my love. Like a cat in a bag, waiting to
to drown. This time I'm coming down, and I hope you're thinking of me as you lay down on your side. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. But I know I'm on the losing streak as I pass down my old street. And if you wanna show, then just let me know and I'll sing in your ear again. Now the trucks don't work, they just make you worse, but I know I'll see your face again. This baby, ooh, if heaven falls, I'm coming too, just like you say.
It is your important broadcast with me, Danny Wallace, him, Joe Atuel, and of course, Steve Ferdinando.
I am dog sitting at the moment.
Yes, you are.
Looking after a pooch. And more detail on that later. But
Keep it locked. There's a tease.
But before we go into the break, I need to ask a question quickly.
Well, okay. Please be my guest.
You both have dogs.
That's correct.
This dog will only drink water if I pour it in my hand. And then it, like, sops it out of my hand.
Yeah, that's normal.
Is that...
Yeah.
That's not normal.
That is normal.
Isn't how dogs drink, is it?
Hand hydration.
Well, then why do they sell the bowls?
They don't.
They do.
I haven't seen one.
No, not for years now.
Not for years. No, that's normal, Steve.
I pour the water
into the cup of into the palm of your hand, and you let the dog sup from it. That's what you do.
What happens is
we all know what happens because it's normal.
Well, I didn't know that because
everyone has heard of this.
I get the water bowl, I fill it up with water, I put it down in front of the dog.
No,
looks at it like what?
Yeah, it's not going to know what to do with it.
It's not going to know. Do you think it's a dog's instinct to lick? No, you have to cup the water in the palm of your hand.
If I scoop the water out of the bowl...
Think in nature. In nature, there are no bowls.
Yeah.
Dogs
no bowls
don't recognise
nature.
Bowls.
Yeah, but there's puddles and lakes and stuff. Dog hasn't been in nature for a long time.
Steve, you have to scoop the water into
That's
the...
what I'm doing. Yeah. And that's how the dog drinks.
That better imitates nature.
As in, on a hot day...
Yes.
I've got to do this like 15 times.
It's exhausting.
Yeah, well, you've got to hydrate the dog.
You've got to, because otherwise it's a crime.
But like, I literally, right, the water's in the bowl.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll scoop it in my
redundant, silly bowl that you
should
have bought.
Maybe an inch above the water.
Yeah, yeah.
Then she's happy to drink it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So that's normal.
Yes.
Okay, great.
That's how everyone does it.
But I feel like a fool now.
You have to scoop the water into the palm of your hand.
People are going
to
be laughing at you, Steve, laughing at their car radios, going, how did he not know this?
It's disgusting.
How much was this bowl?
Well,
where do you even buy them?
It came with the dog.
Waste of money.
Came with the dog.
Whoever got that didn't know what they were talking about.
It's a gadget.
Well, someone should invent a better way of doing this. Because I've got...
Well, it's nature. You can't invent nature, mate.
You can't invent
mate.
Nature.
Surely I can invent, like, a fake hand that holds water.
A fake water hand.
A spoon.
It looks like a spoon.
Well, you could try with a spoon. Like
but
a big spoon
shaped.
Has to be a,
I just
like
don't
a serving
think the dog
spoon.
Would go for it.
No,
I'm
you've
not
got
using
to
my spoons.
You've got to do it. Presumably you do it with the pedigree chum as well.
But no, I'm not touching that food, man. That
Come
food's
on.
Disgusting.
I don't know where this is going. I'll tell you about my dog next.
With B&Q. Create your ideal bathroom with their thoughtful advice and design.
Radio X.
The best family time is family holiday time. And with EasyJet Holidays, brilliant summer package holidays start from just £299 per person, with millions of free kids' places available. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Price based on 2 adults for 5 nights, limited availability, 1 free child place for every 2 full paying adults sharing, at all protected, T's and C's apply.
Club card accepted.
Feel the power to lower prices with Tesco Club Card. Get Nescafe Azura coffee for just £3.50, down from £7.25. Celebrating 30 years of rewards with Tesco Club Card. Tesco, every little helps. Majority of larger stores, Nescafe Azura 90 grams, ends 10th of June. Club Card or app required.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
From speeding through the Smiler's 14-loop roller coaster to taking on the twists and turns of the runaway mine train, Alton Towers Resort. There's no feeling like it. Book a day or a stay today. Height restrictions apply.
Save up to 50% in the Dunelm sale.
Don't miss huge savings on thousands of products like bedding, rugs, home accessories, curtains, and far too many things to mention. Save up to 50% in store and online now, with free click and collect in as little as 2 hours at Dunelm.
The home of homes.
T's and C's apply.
Check the latest travel info for London
at radiox.co.uk.
The Virgin Atlantic holiday sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
Tomorrow morning is your chance to win $25,000 as the Chris Moyle Show sees the return of the £25,000 box. Radio X.
All you have to do to win the money is open the box. The way you open the box is by naming the Radio X artist inside the box. Do I know the answer? No. Does Dominic know the answer? No. Do you know the answer? Well, we'll find out, because the box is back.
The £25,000 box. Radio X. Listen on your radio and on Global Player. Tomorrow morning from 6:30.
With Skoda. Jump into their electric range.
Talk here on Radio X, where lots of theories are coming in about the way you feed this dog, Asher, the hellhound. Lots of people suggesting larger spoons you could use if you're not happy with the bowl system that you seem to think exists. 005 says, I can't wait to see Steve on Dragon's Den with his fake hand water dispenser.
You know what, though?
That's the only thing that will work with some dogs, isn't it?
It's not a bad idea, no. Because she will not drink from the bowl, right?
Yeah.
She will drink from the hand.
That's normal.
It's not practical me to be constantly...
Yeah, but that's the burden of dog ownership. If you haven't got time to walk the dog, feed the dog water from your hand, then you shouldn't be getting a dog.
Lawrence says, why not make a mould of your hand and make a hand bowl for your dog to drink from, which is kind of your idea as well. So this is already catching fire, this idea.
So what I could do is, right, the hand dog spoon thing.
Yeah.
Right, I'll have it on a little stick.
Yes. If you've just joined us, this is because we've established that dogs don't drink from bowls. They only sup from palms.
Well, this dog only sups from my palm. Mm. Okay. But I worry if you just use a spoon, she's going to be like, that's not a hand.
Well, no, it will be cold.
Yeah.
It's the warmth of the human hand.
It needs to be a skin spoon.
Yeah.
They're notoriously difficult to come by.
You can grow them in labs.
Oh God! Don't get me started on skin spoons.
Thousands of skin spoons. Have you ever been to one of those factories where they grow?
Yeah, they're horrible. Yeah, awful.
It's weird because if you ever eat with a skin spoon, you can't feel it because when it touches your lips, you It just sort of short circuits. You just can't feel it. So skin on skin.
So I put the hand spoon on a stick. Yeah. I put the stick up my wrist.
Steady.
Okay. So then it looks like a fake hand.
Yeah.
Well, and
why
then
just use your hand.
Yeah, you can just use your hand.
Because I don't like licking my hand all the time. It's gross.
Well,
it like she'll still be licking your hand. It'll just be a hand spoon.
She'll be licking the hand spoon. Yeah. And maybe if she like what she likes about it is like the human warmth.
Oh, she's just looking for warmth.
The hand spoon could heat up a little bit.
Yeah.
It needs a heating element.
Yeah. Definitely. And then she'll be like, oh, this is a normal hand to me.
I can't believe he didn't know that's how dogs drink water from the palm of your hand. Like, you know the phrase? It's a well-known phrase, don't bite the hand that feeds you.
Right, yeah.
Duh.
Yeah.
That's where that comes from.
The other thing she did was she barks all the time, right?
Ugh.
And then...
Oh, she would.
I stop her barking by doing what every dog owner does, which is I go, Asha! And then I assume that somehow she knows.
That's her name, obviously, for people that don't know.
You don't sneeze at it.
I just shout her name, hope that stops.
Yeah.
But she's been having nightmares.
Oh yeah, they do, yeah.
And so, how do I stop her barking when she's asleep?
Oh no, you mustn't disturb her.
Oh no, no, no.
what happens if
let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah, you know that saying.
Because... last night, she's like barking in her sleep.
Yeah.
Oh,
having a nightmare.
She's pretty thirsty.
What on earth a dog's nightmare is like?
I don't know.
Because
it's just bowls everywhere. Bowls. Bowls from which she knows not how to drink.
You can lead a dog to water, but you can't make it drink.
Yeah, no, you can.
Heard that expression.
Hand it water.
You have to hand it water.
And then it will drink.
Mm. Okay.
My dog started growling very angrily and protectively yesterday, which is not like her. She's a gentle soul.
Yeah.
But she thought I was under. In danger.
Really?
I was in no danger. I was sitting on my chair.
What did she think the problem was?
Well, I worked it out. I looked up and on the stairs, she was essentially growling angrily at the Andrex puppy on the side of the toilet. And now I've revealed what type of toilet tissue we favour. I always vowed never to do that. I always said I'd never do that on the radio.
Now everyone knows.
I don't have favourites. Here's Green Day when I come around on your Radio X. Well, I heard you crying loud all the way across town. She been searching for that someone. So it's all you know.
subject of dog spoons, someone should really invent like a larger spoon, and then like the handle's a bit redundant, so like maybe like a larger spoon like holding portion area without a handle that sits on the floor. Maybe like a deeper spoon as well. That could work for dogs. The bowl's just stupid though.
With B&Q, create your ideal bathroom with their high quality materials.
Radio X. Feel the thunder of hooves, the tension as they race past, your heart in your chest, that split second of silence before the roar of the finish. That glorious Goodwood feeling. Qatar Goodwood Festival, presented by Visit Qatar, July 29th to August 2nd. Book now.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier
with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company.
Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
Welcome to a world of infinite worlds. A world of adventure, possibility, and happily ever afters. It's all waiting for you at Walt Disney World Resort in Florida. Book selected 2026 packages and get free dining and drinks and a 14-day ticket for the price of seven. Plus, book by the 1st of July and save up to £300. Book now at disneypackages.co.uk. Excludes gratuity. Selected meal savings based on package type with lesser savings after 1st July. See conditions at disneypackages.co.uk.
When you're transported somewhere you've never been. When you discover hidden gems and amazing sights. When you just can't wait to pack your bags.
It's just stunning.
We should definitely go there.
I'm already looking at flights.
Nice.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can enjoy a world of travel from the comfort of your sofa. Search TV licence together.
So, close your eyes, picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wix to design our new kitchen.
At Wix, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms and minimum spend apply.
Radio X. News update. Next.
Got an unexpected message, phone call or email that claims to be from HMRC? Take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 12, two people have died and a police officer is in a coma after chaos during celebrations for PSG's Champions League win. Hundreds of people were arrested during clashes across France overnight. Our reporter Peter Allen is based out in Paris.
I have to say it was not unexpected. This kind of violence often accompanies football celebrations in Paris and indeed across France.
It's the first time PSG have ever won the Champions League. The Defence Secretary has told us the conflict in Gaza has become totally intolerable. It's after reports that at least 30 people have been killed by an Israeli attack near an aid distribution centre. Israel's military says it's unaware of any injuries. It's now illegal for shops to sell disposable vapes in the UK. Anyone who does could face a fine or even prison if they persist. Ministers have done it to try and protect both children's health and the environment. And comedian Ramesh Ranganathan has insisted he's not retiring after announcing he's taking a step back from his career. He says he just wants to spend a bit more time at home.
Weather.
Some showers about in the north, but looking drier and brighter in the south today. It's feeling a bit cooler too, with highs of 21 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Tom Cantoni.
This is Radio X.